Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and we are so glad to have you. Thanks so much for being a part of the program, as always, and Radio Joe across the way. I'm Bill Michaels. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, feel free to do so, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can also track Joe down, @RadioJoeSports, one of the easier ways to get a hold of us. All the links are over on the website. Go to Bill Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com. And all the links are right there. You can also listen live. You can listen to the podcast, all the downloads. Everything is right there. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. We'll get back to the phone calls coming up here in a couple of minutes. This portion of the program being brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin. Look, the holidays are just about here, believe it or not. We're heading into fall. Hopefully you got a good summer under your belt and you don't have too much hanging over your belt. But if you do, the Neumel Medical Center, that's the way to go. Jumpstart the health and fitness program, specifically with the holidays around the corner, man. You don't want to just pack it on in the winter months. So call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. If it's the ED thing that's got you down, pardon the pun, again, same phone number. It's worth a phone call, 414-455-4451. And the low T treatments for better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, more energy, that type of thing, better rest at night. You feel more rest and refreshed during the day. Just call them again, 414-455-4451. Real quick, let's go to Gary listening to us in Kenosha. Gary's been on hold a while. Gary, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, Bill. How are you today?
Doing well.
Okay. I'm just going on McCarthy's statement. I believe it was last year when he stated he was a good coach.
He said, I'm a damn good football coach.
Damn good football coach. Well, right now in the North Division that he's in, we've got a rookie quarterback for the Bears. We got a third stringer for Minnesota, and Detroit's been erratic. If he's a good coach, he should win that division, don't you think?
That's a great question. You would assume yes.
I would. You know, I mean, just looking at the schedule, too, he's got 2 weeks after, well, he's got New Orleans, and then he's got a bye week to prepare for Detroit. So, you know, the running game is what he has to prepare against them, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett Hundley has to be able to hit the dink passes. And
for as much as I mean, it's a quarterback-driven league, I agree with you. The two teams that have pretty good defenses are Chicago and Minnesota. Minnesota's got the best defense in the NFC North. I would have to say at this point in time, the better offense, you know, I think it's kind of a toss-up. You're going with Mitch Trubisky, obviously, so I would kind of rule that out down in Chicago until you really get a feel as to what he can do. On the other hand, you look at what Matthew Stafford's capable of doing, you know he's probably right now the best quarterback in the division without Aaron Rodgers. And then, you know, maybe if Case Keenum continues to play this way and they keep to put, you know, they keep him in situations where he can't make devastating mistakes, then maybe Keenum's a close second, because if you look at his number, he's actually having a decent season. So that being said, where do the Packers rank? The Packers don't have the best defense in the league, and they, short of the quarterback, they've got very good offensive personnel, but their offensive line is a wreck right now. That's a great question. I don't know where I would rate this team as far as the NFC North goes, but in all likelihood, they should win the division, even losing Aaron Rodgers. If you indeed put the personnel around him to be successful, you should still be successful.
Exactly. I mean, he's been gifted with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, and it's been pretty easy since the 86 Bears. The division has kind of sucked. And, you know, he's dominated the division since having these quarterbacks. But Now it's coaching. It comes down to he's got to prove now that he's a coach.
Yep.
Doesn't have a star quarterback.
Oh, we had talked about it. I appreciate the phone call. We had talked about that. That this is, right now, the way it sits, this is part of Mike McCarthy's legacy.
Let's just state the facts. I mean, I'm a highly successful NFL head coach.
This is part of that legacy. Because if he is able to take Brett Hundley, who he has... Now, remember, the year that Aaron Rodgers went down, he had Seneca Wallace, he had Vince Young, they were scrambling for a backup. They had to finally call Matt Flynn to come in and get it done because they were trying out all these guys. Hundley has been the guy for 3 years that he's been grooming. This is where you make your bones. So, That's a great question. Something we ought to dive a little bit deeper into. KJ, real quick. KJ, welcome to the program, man. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, at the beginning of the season, Bill, I spoke of a cautionary tale with Martellus Bennett. He's a different type of cat, and I mentioned that at the beginning of the year. He's got a lot of talent, but he seems to be preoccupied with things that are not football-related. And it has definitely hurt the Packers. They spent a lot of money on him. He's under contract with them, I don't believe, for the next couple of years. So they got to get him right one way or another. The other thing is, with Hundley, my major concern is keeping him upright.
Absolutely. I mean, if he goes down, I mean, don't get me wrong, we all saw and liked Joe Callahan, but I don't know how much trust. Look, if you're all of a sudden, if you find, develop, and create a good quarterback out of a guy, and I'm not knocking this, okay? I don't mean to make it sound demeaning, but if you develop a D3 quarterback to come in and guide your team, you are the football guru that everybody believes you to be. But I agree with you. You got to keep Brett Hundley upright.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. I mean, think about that. Let's just say, worst case scenario, Brett Hundley goes down. And now you, and I don't want to say stuck with, because that's not, I mean, we don't know what Joe Callahan, I mean, I liked Joe Callahan when he was in there. I thought he had, actually, Joe Callahan probably had more flash than Brett Hundley did. But if Mike McCarthy has a pretty successful run with Brett Hundley, and then, God forbid, he goes down, and then your team is being led by a D3 quarterback who has come out of the ranks and gone on to lead the Green Bay Packers, and you're successful in doing it, no longer should people go to church on Sunday. They should all just go bow to Mike McCarthy up in
Green
Bay.
Let's just state the facts. I mean, I'm a highly successful NFL head coach.
Record-wise, you're absolutely right. But now when it comes to being that quarterback's guy, Mike's got a lot of pressure on him. Time to develop. 855-830-8648. Okay, so Mike McCarthy, when talking to the media, first of all, he starts out with just giving the postmortem on Aaron Rodgers and the injury.
Aaron Rodgers suffered a significant injury in the game. He will require surgery. He'll be out a minimum of a significant amount of time, potentially, and then, you know, potentially the season could be over. So he'll have surgery here in the near future, and after we see how that goes, we'll focus on getting Aaron healthy. That's all really matters right now.
He leaves a little bit of light, possibly, for Aaron Rodgers to return. I don't know why he just, instead of saying significant, we all know it's a broken collarbone. Why does he come out and go, Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone, it's going to need surgery?
Should we be deciphering these? Because most of these cuts here are pretty clear cut for a change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, McCarthy was frustrated in this presser
yesterday. Yes, he was.
It wasn't just the Kaepernick question. It was throughout the entire thing.
Here's the reason why. Because he's feeling exactly what everybody else is feeling. Okay? All the smoke is in the room. Let's just clear the smoke. Okay? And let's call it what it is. And nobody wants to admit it because everybody wants to look around. Everybody wants to, you know. But I'll be the big bucket of cold water. You had a real shot at getting to a Super Bowl this year. Your defense wasn't great. Your offense was set up to be great. You're sitting at 4-1. And let's be honest, Aaron Rodgers plays in that game on Sunday, that full game. They win that ball game.
I think they win that
game
too.
They win that ball game.
Absolutely.
you know, I mean, Brett Hundley kept them in it. Even with three turnovers, they were still in it. The defense did everything they could, as bad as the defense played, and they were still in it. Okay? Aaron Rodgers wins that ballgame. And they're sitting there at 5-1, getting ready to play the New Orleans Saints at home, Lambeau Field.
Probably 6-1
sitting there at the bye week. And then you're thinking to yourself, just get the rest of these guys healthy. Give me a couple of weeks and get them healthy. And then here we go. Here we go. So Mike McCarthy is thinking what everybody else is thinking. Holy crap, they won our season. The thoughts of Mark Murphy's words saying, wouldn't it be great back during the stockholders meeting for all of us to go over to Minneapolis? Insinuating Super Bowl 52, LII, here we come. Last one out of the state of Wisconsin, please turn out the lights. That was the dream. That dream has all but been extinguished when Aaron Rodgers hit the turf. Okay? That's the air out of the balloon. That's the bucket of cold water. Okay? He is feeling what everybody else felt yesterday. Your dream of a Super Bowl, and you were set up for it, just went out the window. Now, if he admits that, that means he knows that the guys that he has in that locker room do not have that capability to get this team to a Super Bowl. So he can't publicly admit that. But he feels the frustration as every other Packers fan. Now, we sit around here yesterday and today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day, and all we do is look for silver linings. And we look for some way to pontificate and prop up this team to say, they're still a Super Bowl caliber team. Okay? Watching that team on Sunday, they're not a Super Bowl caliber team. They're not. Can they get better? Yes. How much better? I don't know. But it's going to take a lot more concentration, a lot more effort, a lot more tenacity for this team to even come close to being a Super Bowl caliber team. Because by the time it's all said and done, the cream rises to the top. But this was a year in which it was set up for them to go. Not only to go, but to go and win it in Minneapolis. That's what everybody was wrapping their arms around and their minds around and their thoughts around and their hopes around. But that's where we sit today. That's where we sit today. Then Mike McCarthy said, everybody on this team, and he's right, you better step it up, dude.
Well, I mean, he needs to turn it up. I mean, he needs to turn it up. There's no doubt about it. The whole team needs to turn. I told him, everybody needs to clean their house up. We won games here in prior weeks, and it wasn't good enough. You know, and they've been corrected that way. You know, they've been corrected every Monday where, hey, you know, we won the game, but we need to do this better. We need to do that better. And it caught us yesterday. So Brett's no different than the rest of us, starting with myself. So, yeah, we'll spend more time together. I'm going to meet with them tomorrow night once we get the game planning done. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
You got to look forward to the challenge. Holy mackerel. You got to. You got to. Stick around, James, Antoine, and Akesh 1000. We're going to hear from more from Mike McCarthy. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Marshfield Clinic. I'm telling you right now, if you don't have to live with pain. You don't have to live with the sniffles and the colds and the flus and all the crap that's been going around. Call my friends at the Marshfield Clinic. Call them. 844-CARE-WAY. That's Care My Way. Call them 844-CARE-WAY. And just tell them what you got going on. Maybe they can help you out right over the phone. If they can't, they'll tell you what you need to do, whether it's your doctor, their doctor, whatever. But give them an opportunity. The Marshfield Clinic, they are the official healthcare provider of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, the Marshfield Clinic Health System, the entire health system all throughout the state of Wisconsin. And you can just stop in and check it out. And I highly recommend you do. If you're feeling better or feeling bad and you're looking to get better and you're living with pain, you don't have to. Check out Marshfield Clinic. Go to marshfieldclinic.org, the official healthcare provider of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley. I have great confidence in Brett Hundley. I got 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. It's a quarterback room that has structure. And there's a philosophy behind the development of it, and it will be applied to the game plan. So I feel great about the room. That's not really a concern of mine. I'm more focused on getting back to playing Green Bay Packer football because yesterday was not anything where we needed to be. You give Minnesota credit for winning the game, but that we're not going to play like that no more.
Those are the words of Mike McCarthy. Welcome back to Bill Michaels' show. All throughout the Upper Midwest, we certainly appreciate it. And Mike McCarthy trying to get his team poised for what at the beginning of the season was a legitimate Super Bowl run. They really felt that they had everything in place, and whether or not the Packers are there, we know we're going to be there. The Bill Michaels Show will be on the road. Brought to you again this year by numerous sponsors, one of them being our good buddies down at San Giorgio, the authentic Napoletana Pizzeria, and they are certified, by the way. And there's only one in the state of Wisconsin, and that's it. And that is also the home of the Bill Michaels Pizza, which I proudly call my own. So there you go. Also, our friends from Auto Paint and Supply, with locations all throughout the great state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. And so many more terrific sponsors, including the Milwaukee Admirals, who, by the way, they're at home this Friday night. Going to be down there as I take the kids down for a big birthday party. Looking forward to that as well with some minor league hockey. So come on out and check that out coming up this Thursday night. Joining us now, another guy that we see every year at Super Bowl. Always fun to shake his hand and see him face-to-face. The Super Bowl winning coach with the Baltimore Ravens, now with the NFL Network. Brian Billick joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you been, my friend?
I am doing great.
Good to hear. So first of all, I got to ask you, every year we say this, but has this been a weird year for the amount of injuries that we have seen?
It always feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That and the officiating calls, it seems like they kind of come in droves. I don't know if you can quantify that. I don't know. I'm sure someone keeps those numbers as to, at this point in the season, how many types of injuries you have and how many players are put on IR. I'm sure those numbers are something. It feels that way. It probably isn't. But certainly, as it always does, it impacts where we're at. And you, as we see, everything's kind of coming back to the middle in terms of who the really good teams are. It's kind of exciting because I think it increases the number of teams that truly can lay claim to having Super Bowl aspirations.
So with these injuries, now I've got to ask you, obviously, in full disclosure, you're part of X-Tech Pads, and X-Tech, I tell people all the time, go to YouTube and look at it. It's phenomenal. So in injuries like this, we see out of Aaron Rodgers. Last year we talked about Clay Matthews in the shoulder, and you're talking shoulder pad type of things. Is this something that you believe X-Tech could have prevented?
Well, unfortunately, you never know. No one can lay claim to say, boy, if you'd have had, you know, our pad on there, he would not have been hurt. That's ridiculous. I will tell you this. I believe in this pad, and I think it makes a difference, you know, particularly when it comes to shoulders. There's two types of injuries. There's impact, and that's exactly what we're talking about with regards to shoulder pad. Now, and there's also just wear and tear. I mean, the joints, you know, unfortunately, there's nothing that can prevent against that in terms of problems that a player may have with it, whether it's a wrist, an elbow, or a shoulder. But an impact, that's exactly what the pads are for. And my belief in X-Tech pads is that the technology that's used in X-Tech pads compared to the other pads, which are quite antiquated, to be honest with you, pads haven't changed in 40 years. I believe in this pad. We're in 28 of the 32 locker rooms. The players that have it swear by it. No one can say for sure whether it would have prevented the injury. But I will tell you this, it's my professional opinion, all but with disclosure, because I am part of the company. You'd have had a much better chance of surviving the type of hits because of the innovative technology of these pads.
Now, just to be sure, you are not in the Green Bay Packers organization, correct?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not on payroll.
Okay. No, I'm asking as far as the pads go. You guys, do you have players inside?
No, we are not.
Okay.
We are not. And like I said, we're in 28 of the 32 locker rooms. For whatever reasons, they've not found reason to, even though there have been players that have asked for it. There again, I'm sure they believe in the equipment they have and their equipment people, I'm sure they do. Why they're not interested in what I think is the best pad on the market, that's a question for them to answer.
Absolutely perfect. So now I move on and I say, okay, a devastating injury like this to Aaron Rodgers. We had said all along that defense needs to be top 15, top 12 with an offense that looked like a Ferrari, ready to roar out of the garage with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Now things dramatically change. Can you just turn around a defense and say you need to be top 10 to support the offense almost overnight? Or, I guess if you're the coach of the Green Bay Packers, what do you do at this point?
Well, no, I mean, obviously you are who you are, and you're as good as you're going to be. Now, do you put it into a different profile? Well, obviously, if you have an Aaron Rodgers, if you have an offense that's clicking on all cylinders, I mean, part of the job of the head coach when I was a head coach was to make sure my offense and defenses were working within, you know, in balance to one another. As an example, obviously, with the great defenses we had in Baltimore, there's less risk you needed to take offensively because with a 10-point lead, we were going to win the game. So there's no reason to go out throwing the ball all over the field if we've got a 10-point, you know, you take the air out of the ball, run the ball, because that was the strength of most of our teams. Conversely, when I was with the Minnesota Vikings, we had that record-setting offense. There's times when, obviously, Denny would go to the defensive coordinator and say, look, we're up and down the field on these guys. They're not going to catch up. Just don't give up the big play, which means being a more passive coverage. Give them all the yards they want. They've run out of possessions to win the game. So, yes, there are things that you can do. Your defense is, okay, if we're going to struggle a little bit offensively, and we'll have to see. We'll see how Brett Hundley, I just heard, obviously, Coach McCarthy believes in Hundley. I'm doing a piece on our show Playbook, which is Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on the NFL Network, showing a number of the throws that Brett Hundley has made that, yeah, he can make the throws that Aaron Rodgers makes. I can see it. I see it on film. Can he do it consistently on a regular basis like an Aaron Rodgers? Well, that's pretty ambitious. But going back and look at the film, he has made the kind of throws that it's going to take for that offense to be successful. He's just going to have to do it consistently now. And if they can't and they're not as productive offensively, then that may mean that the defense and Dom Capers are going to have to take a few more chances, pressure a little bit more, try to get more turnovers.
So I guess looking at what Brett Hundley, because I agree with you. If you look at a couple of different throws that Brett Hundley has had, those athletic on-the-run throws, if you took the number off his jersey, you'd say, okay, maybe that's a little bit close to Aaron Rodgers. You could see that. Not to say that he's going to be, because Aaron Rodgers' accuracy is probably second to none, but you can kind of see the athletic ability. What does it mean, though? Because last week he didn't even get any of the starters' reps at all under center. So what does it mean now for this week for him to be the guy and get all the starters reps and all that inundation of information?
Well, it's a world of difference. I mean, it's tough for a backup, but that's your job, is that you got to take the game plan perceptually because you don't get to practice it and take it into a game if you have to come into the game. And it's not uncommon that a guy comes in that situation and doesn't look that good. But now you get the total focus. You get the total snaps in practice. The game plan is wrapped around you. There's a world of difference in that. And yet still there's a progression with that as well. You've got to expect that every week he's going to get more and more ingrained to the offense, that Mike McCarthy and that staff will have a better idea of what's working for him. The players will get more of a rhythm and understanding of how it is with Brett Hundley under center. But again, you saw that back shoulder throw to Jordy Nelson. You saw that roll out to the right. Nice route. I think it was Randall Cobb, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe it was Devontae Freeman, or Devontae Adams, excuse me, mm-hmm. working his way back into the ball, scramble drill, beautifully executed. You'd look at it and go, dang, that looks like Aaron Rodgers to me. Nice slant throw. You also saw that inside slant throw a little bit behind one time, which doesn't lead, that's the beauty of an Aaron Rodgers. He is so accurate that he gives the players the ball in a place where they have a chance to maximize their yards. We've seen those kind of throws from Brent Hundley. We're going to have to see a whole lot more of them.
Real quick before I let you go, with the offensive line the way it is, how much does that dictate what you can and can't do?
Well, it's huge. Now you're going to have to decide, do I need to leave the backs and the tight end in for protection? Do I need to boot and waggle and roll more? Obviously, every resource you have to put in protection diminishes what you can do down the field, but you've got to keep your quarterback protected. Maybe Brett Hundley gets outside the pocket a little bit more. I'm sure that is a factor, like it is with every team, that when your offensive line is struggling.
Coach, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. I always appreciate you hanging out with us for a couple of minutes. I know that you guys also have SeatGeek as well, correct? Back again?
Absolutely. Yeah, anybody that's interested in tickets got to go to SeatGeek.com, get the SeatGeek app. It tells you what tickets are available, shows you the view, gives you a rating as what kind of deal you're getting. But best of all, every transaction on SeatGeek.com is 100% guaranteed.
And I know they use the promo code Billick, and you get $20 off the first SeatGeek purchase as well, which is kind of nice that you're giving cash away like that. I didn't know you were that rich.
Hey, who else do you know that's getting you $20?
Coach, I'll look for $20 when I see you in Minneapolis. It's a pleasure as always, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Head coach Brian Billick of the Baltimore Ravens when they won the Super Bowl, now with the NFL Network as an analyst, and does some great stuff there. You can check him out at SeatGeek.com, SeatGeek, SeatGeek.com. If you want to see what I'm talking about, and I recommend this, X-Tech Pads, X-T-E-C-H, X-T-E-C-H, X-Tech Pads, Go find them on YouTube. Just Google it, okay? And look for some of the demonstrations. It's remarkable. I'm not kidding. It's remarkable. There is one specifically where they're sitting there in front of Urban Meyer, and they're trying to introduce EdTech pads to Urban Meyer's. And he's kind of sitting there like, okay, yeah, okay, what are you going to show me? All right, you know? And he, basically what happens is he is standing there, and as they're talking, the guy has his hand under one of these EdTech pads, and they're showing, this guy's just kind of talking to Urban Meyer, and all of a sudden, wham, he takes a helmet and smashes his hand with that EdTech pad on it, and then pulls his hand out and goes, thanks, coach, for watching our demonstration. And Urban Meyer's with his jaws open, like, holy crap. Because something like that would have just broken every bone in your body. It's amazing to watch. It's amazing to watch. If you get a chance to do it, do it. It's an amazing video to watch how that thing works. So, and EdTech pads, you know, I don't even begin to claim that I'm some kind of expert in pads. I trust the people that are. But last year when Brian Billick came to me and said, hey, I want to talk to you, he said, that shoulder injury to Clay Matthews, I can't guarantee. He said, but they won't even let us come in and talk to the players. They just, you know, keep us out, keep us at arm's length. He said, but we've got something here we really, really believe in. He said, I invested in it. I put my name on it. He said, I don't understand it, but with the shoulder injuries to Randall Cobb, the shoulder injuries to Clay Matthew, now on Aaron Rodgers, some of these guys going down, he said, they won't even let us in to talk to these guys. And they were talking about player health here. So, anyway.
They also have an Instagram account, too, EdTech Pads, that you can check all this stuff out as well, which is pretty cool.
Well, it's amazing to watch the demonstration, but I've just time and again I've sat there and said you got to just pay attention to it. It's an amazing demonstration to see. Bob Broderick, who's the founder, and Bob's a really good guy. I talk to Bob all the time. He puts his own hand there. It's just amazing to watch him just slam it down. Bam. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Top-tier alternative fuels, no fee ATMs. They're the home of the 1999 Packers tumbler that is 24 ounces, and you can fill that thing full of all kinds of goodness. Stop into your local Quick Trip today. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you, as always. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. That's an AlonesByKip.com toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Hopefully, you are having a good day today. I'll tell you this. Here's something to think about, okay? The Green Bay Packers right now, 14th, ranked 14th in the league as far as total yards defensively given up. 14th, okay? You got that. 14th in the league. As far as points per game, the Green Bay Packers are 18th in the league. 18th in the league, all right? Getting off the field on third down, the Green Bay Packers are 18th in the league. I mean, I look at those three statistics on a regular basis to figure out where your defense is. And the Green Bay Packers aren't in the top 15 in any of them. They have got a long way to go. Look, offensively, even if Brett Hundley makes this thing go, that defense has got to get a lot better. A lot better. So for as much as you want to kind of pontificate and say, well, you know, if they do this, they do that, they get this. Look, they need to get healthy. But those defensive numbers have got to come up. Have got to come up for this team to even have a legitimate shot. We're not talking about just getting to the postseason here. We're talking about just winning some ball games. Those statistics brought to you by our good friends at Arroyo. They make it simple for companies just like yours to implement SAP and big data solutions. Revolutionize your data and ignite your future with Arroyo. APPROYO.com. That's APPROYO.com. Back to the phone calls. Talk to who's been on hold the longest here? Let's go to Antoine in Milwaukee. Antoine, welcome to the program, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a terrific Tuesday. How you doing?
It's doing okay today. I'm not too bad. What's up?
I want to say something about the defense, and then I want to ask you a question. The thing I want to say about the defense, we all know we don't have a Super Bowl defense, but I do think our defense is okay. You know, based upon where the spot of the ball is. But my main concern is the running game.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say this is because the running game will give the defense a little bit of rest. It's going to allow Hundley to relax. So my biggest question is, how important is the running game for an experienced quarterback for Hundley during the stretch? I think that's going to be ultimately the key to the Packers and his success. Is the running game. And if that is the case, is Ty Montgomery the guy or Aaron Jones, or do we need to go get a veteran running back? I'll hang up to listen and hear what you got to say.
Appreciate the phone call. First of all, I think the running game is very important. And we saw it even when Aaron Rodgers was in against Dallas, when Dallas started to leak up because Aaron Jones started to run the ball pretty well. They were leaking up on that. So it's important because if they get a semblance of a run game, that opens up lanes. That gives you different opportunities. That gives you different packages where you can then get guys in isolated positions because you've got safety starting to leak up. Linebackers can no longer just kind of hang back there and wait for a crossing pattern from a slot receiver or something to that effect. It changes. You know, that's why Mike McCarthy talks about it being so important all the time. You know, it is important, but you have to utilize it. And like Tom Silverstein earlier and what I said yesterday, I have no idea why they decided just to go with Ty Montgomery. Now, they ran Aaron Jones more than Ty Montgomery, but why was Ty Montgomery your starter? Why did you force him back out there unless it was for protection in the blocking scheme? So it's very important. Look, if this team can run the ball and they can do it and get themselves in good down and distance. Mike McCarthy talks about it all the time. Down and distance positions on first and second down or second and third down. That makes things dramatically different for Brett Hundley. So I agree with you. I think there's a huge importance on the run game. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Terrell on the north side. Terrell, welcome to the program, man. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Good, buddy.
Yeah, still a little bummed out a little bit, but I've come together with these few things. I got an optimistic view, a pessimistic view, and a concern. First, I'm gonna go pessimistic first. First, pessimistic is Aaron Rodgers can't come back. Brent Hundley plays well, but doesn't play well enough. We lose a number of games. We're not in the playoff race. We're able to trade Brent Hundley for a first round pick, and also get some good draft round picks because we don't make the playoffs and we don't win many games.
Mm-hmm.
Optimistically. Aaron Rodgers is able to come back, maybe the last game or the second last game or something like that. Brett Hundley plays up to his capabilities. McCarthy runs circles from an offensive standpoint as far as his scheming and helping Brett Hundley out. We win more games than anybody thought we were, and now we're still one of the top teams as far as in a playoff race. And Rodgers comes back, and we still have a great chance to win the Super Bowl with everybody coming back getting healthy. My concern, which no one has said anything about, Rodgers showed his throwing shoulder. Now, I mean, I've heard a few. I heard a guy you had on, and I read some things about, yeah, he can come back and he can be all the way healthy. But who's even thinking about that if he's still going to have the same way that he's been throwing after this injury? Because, I mean, they're talking about plates and screws and all this type of stuff. I mean, no one knows if his arm is going to be the same as it's been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's to me, that to me, that's something that no one has said anything about, and that's something that maybe no one is going to know until he actually comes back, because that's going to be, as far as the future of this franchise, that's probably going to be the most concerning question that's going to be, take some while before he can get answered. So that's where I'm at with it, as far as this whole situation.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the phone call, because there's a lot to discuss there, and I don't want to like gloss over because we only have a minute here, but let me do this. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I have to talk to Aaron Sims. He's the voice of the Milwaukee Admirals. After the top of the hour, I want to get back into this because there's a lot there to gnaw on. So hang in there. We're going to talk some Admirals hockey coming up, and then we're going to talk some more about Aaron Rodgers and just what you had stated, because there's a lot to chew on there. Stick around. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
This is the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and looking forward to Admirals hockey as the Admirals open up the season. Three games on the road, not a loss to show for it. The voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, the man that looks good as a bobblehead, Aaron Sims, now joining us. Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for the time.
Well, first of all, give me your thoughts the first three games of the season, because this team knocks off the Ice Hogs down in Rockford 5-3, 5-4 they beat the Wild, and 5-2 they beat the Wild. They beat the Wild twice. So yeah. Now here come the Hershey Bears. I would assume they're going to score five. As long as they don't give up more than five, they're good to go.
Yeah, exactly. But if you keep going with five, that's not a bad number. Last year, the Admirals averaged just under three goals a game. One of the big things for the Admirals, part of their good start, is 17 of the players at one point or another played with the Admirals last season. So there's some great cohesion there. You throw in the goaltender, Anders Lindbeck, who played here 7 years ago. So there's 18 guys on the roster that played here at one point or another in the past. So they all know each other. Even the new guys that came in, they played with a few of the other guys on other teams and other organizations and juniors, wherever it may be. So there's a lot of familiarity, and I think it has led it has been a great reason for the reason the Admirals are off to a perfect start.
So what else have they done offensively that has been just that good? Is it just the fact that the offense is just looking that good, the passes are crisp, things are good? Because I haven't had a chance to see them yet. I mean, Friday night's right. Going to be my first opportunity. But what is it about this team that has given them that offensive burst?
You always hear, there are so many buzzwords, right, in all sports, but especially in hockey. You have get to the greasy areas, go to the net, and all of that. And that's what they're doing, shooting the puck, going to the net, getting rebounds. The special teams have been good. They've been very good on the power play, and their penalty kill has, I think it's 14 out of 15, so it's allowed only one goal that way. So they've done a good job buzzing around the net, creating pressure in the offensive zone, especially in the first two periods. The Admirals haven't trailed in a game yet. They've have empty net goals in each of the games, so that kind of shows you that they're in control. The other team has to pull its goalies in desperation time, so they have an empty net goal in each game. So they've, for the most part, they've been in control for probably 45, 50 minutes out of the 60 that they've played on the ice so far this season per game.
Defensively speaking, how has that been as well?
It's been pretty good. Actually, it's been really good. Trevor Murphy is in his third season with the Admirals. He was an undrafted free agent coming out of juniors, and he's been magnificent. And we always talk about the rookie to first year jump and then the first year to second year, but the second to third year, I mean, he's gone from a young man to a full adult man. You know, who's the football coach? Mike Gundy was the one who said, "I'm a man, I'm 40. That's
right.
Kind of what Trevor Murphy has turned into. He's a man this year. He's been magnificent. And Lindbeck has been a great story. He's a guy, he's going to be 29 years old, or he is 29 years old. He was a hot shot 7 years ago. He was the next big thing, both literally and figuratively. He's a 6'6" goaltender that came over from Sweden to back up Pekka Rinne in Nashville. Didn't get much time, but everybody saw the potential. So he was traded to Tampa Bay to become the number one. And since then, he's kind of bounced around a little bit. And last year, he found himself partly in the American Hockey League for a few games, and then he went back to Sweden to try to find his game, and he wants to get back to the NHL. So this is a big shot for him, a big opportunity to be a guy every night at this level to try to get some confidence back, and he has been magnificent for the team too. So it's been it really has been a nice team effort, and everybody's feeling pretty good at this moment.
Big weekend coming up, game both Friday and Saturday. Hershey is in town on Friday, Rockford back in town the dreaded Rockford Ice Hogs back in town on the 21st. Is there still that ferocious rivalry that sparred and really kind of broke out in so many, we'll say, fisticuffs and altercations over the last couple of years?
I think there will be with Rockford eventually. There are two fewer games this year. The Admirals and Rockford will play 10 times rather than the 12 that they've played the last several years because a couple of other teams have been added, Hershey included, to the schedule. Hershey is going to make a swing through the Midwest with Grand Rapids and Rockford. So I think there will be. There are a lot of new players. There's a new coaching staff in Rockford. But when you see a team that many times, you're good. There's going to develop some hatred, and I think eventually we're going to see that here in this series.
I am bringing 10 kids to the game for a birthday party on Friday night.
That's awesome.
We're going to come up in a booth and visit you.
Please do. Please do. It's the first time the Admirals have seen Hershey since unfortunately losing in Game 6 in the Calder Cup Final in 2006, back in June of 2006. So, yeah, come on up. It would be great.
We're going to bring them all up. Is there room in that booth?
We'll figure it out. Yeah, you know what? We're kind of in open area, so we can make something happen. Absolutely.
All right, buddy. I'll be there. We'll see you Friday
Excellent.
Night. All right,
Great,
pal.
Phil. Thank you.
Talk to you later. There you go. Get down there. Support the Admirals Friday night. The Hershey Bears are in town. I will see you there. I'll be the one. Completely gray hair, no money, pockets flipped inside out, kids running wild, and drinking heavily in the corner, almost in a vegetative state at that point. But I'm looking forward to it. Yeah! More Packers chatter coming up after this.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.